the most difficult adjustment you had to make?
Well, there have been a number of interesting adjustments to make. Metric system, the language.
Do you have a driver's license, a French driver's license?
I do.
Did you exchange, or did you have to do the test?
I was able to exchange it, and I got my first French license 45 years ago. And I lost it, and I came back. I thought, oh, no, what am I going to do? And I used the international driver's license for a year, but it found out that that wasn't good after a year. And so then I went down to the local police station and said, hey, I used to have a license here. And the guy said, is that interesting? Fill out this form here. And I filled out a form. The sergeant at the desk went away and came back 5 minutes later and said, hey, well, just take this piece of paper where he had all the details of my old license on it, down, take that down to the prefecture, and they'll give you a new one.
You know, we hear about the paperwork being bad, but, you know, sometimes it's not so bad. Sometimes it
works
out. Sometimes, yeah, I think the way it is it's the person.
Well, you're putting your finger on yet another cultural difference, or something to be very aware of. The regulations in France are horrendous and often contradictory. And it's up to the civil servant you're dealing with to interpret them and apply them to your case. He has the responsibility and the authority to do that, to interpret the regulations as they apply to your particular case. And so if he's in a good mood, he can make your life really easy, and he's in a bad mood, trouble. So there are some strategies. The first one is to be polite. Always say bonjour. The first word out of your mouth when you meet anybody in France is always bonjour.
Absolutely.
That's just good manners.
Yeah, it's good manners in France. And the thing is, though, if you say bonjour, but you leave it at that, you shouldn't ask somebody how they're doing, like in America, because you never say comment allez-vous. You never say that. You
say that to somebody you know.
You say that to somebody you know, but you never ask. You never tell a stranger how are you. Whereas in America, you say it all the time.
Of course.
But you definitely, I think that the idea of bonjour is very,
bonjour.
Yeah.
The French are also very interested in wit, in clever people. They value wit.
They love word games.
That's right. And so if by some happy coincidence your French is good enough when you're talking to somebody, if you can find some way to say it cleverly and engage in a little wordplay of some sort, it will go a lot better for you.